Welcome back, 29ers. We are thrilled to have you on board GG Forever 29 train. The podcast encouraging you to stay youthful, healthy, happy, and environmentally conscious. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a fantastic New Year's celebration. Now it's time to focus on your New Year's resolution. Staying on GG's train, following her advice, and bringing your loved ones along for the ride. As GG always says, who needs to age? It's just a number. Hop on her eco-friendly Forever 29 train and adopt a healthy lifestyle to prove it. With GG's guidance, you'll laugh your way to staying young and fit. Wrinkles and arthritis are not a concern when you have a positive attitude, a sense of humor, and a ticket to ride. Choo-choo, 29ers. In our previous episode, GG and Dr. G discussed the return of the milkman with a modern twist. How cool is that? They also shed light on the harmful effects of single-use plastics on our environment and health. Plus, they explored the concept of circular economies that prioritize using fewer resources and creating less waste. Many people think this is the future of shopping. The circular economy is designed to let you order your favorite products in reusable packaging. It's like having the milkman for everything you need, which is the opposite of the linear economy model where you make and discard. In the 17th episode, GG and Dr. G will tackle the e-waste issue. But first, what exactly is e-waste? It refers to electronic products that are no longer useful or wanted. These can include computers, appliances, and other gadgets that can harm the environment and our health if not disposed of properly. That's why GG and Dr. G have researched cool ways to manage our e-waste. They have fantastic tips on repairing and reusing these gadgets instead of throwing them away. So grab your headphones and tune in to hear GG and Dr. G's insights on e-waste. And remember, age is just a number for those who strive to live well and live green. Let's all join GG on her Forever 29 train and make a positive impact on our world. Wait, what are you waiting for? All aboard!
Thank you, Caleb. Hi, 29ers. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. I am glad you are here with us today. I hope you had a lot of fun. As we start a new year, let us see things differently and be more loving, caring, inclusive, kind, generous, and respectful. We don't need any negativity or toxicity in our lives. As Mark Twain said, anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Let's aim to live with peace, love, and joy, because hate and indifference only hurt us. Let's make every year awesome. Right, Dr. G?
Indeed. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season filled with fun and joy. Now that the holidays are over, it is time to return to our boring routine. Just kidding. As 29ers, let's make having fun a year-round event. As Jesus said, let us make each year perfect, which means caring for our bodies and minds by eating healthily, exercising, and respecting others and the planet. After all, no one can be happy, healthy, or forever 29 when surrounded by sickness, disasters, or instability. So let us start this new year with an attitude and determination to be the healthiest we can be and always.
So now, let's dive into today's episode. In our last episode, we brought the milkman. Now, let's bring the repairman. Instead of sending our stuff to the landfill, let us take it to the shop to continue our quest to reduce waste and protect our planet. In this digital age, the constant upgrading of gadgets such as phones, laptops, and TVs has significantly increased e-waste. This is a problem that demands our attention. Sadly, much of the electronic waste generated goes undocumented. Developed nations, including the United States, and certain European and Asian countries often export their e-waste to poorer countries. In places where proper facilities and legislations are lacking, e-waste is treated as general waste and end up in landfills, or recycled along with other metal or plastic waste, which harms the planet and the people in these regions. It is therefore our responsibility to address this issue. We must all do our part in reducing electronic waste. Let us take our old devices to repair shops instead of sending them to landfills. And when purchasing new gadgets, let us consider the compatibility of chargers and cables with future models. Dr. G, what are your thoughts in this matter? We would love to hear your insight on reducing e-waste.
Gigi, to answer your question, any electronic waste that includes a plug, battery, or cable can be responsibly managed. Even old cables can be recycled for their valuable copper. However, some may be more challenging to recycle due to additives in the plastic. The statistics around mobile phones are staggering, with over 7 billion users worldwide and nearly 5 billion using smartphones. However, as technology advances, older models quickly become outdated, leading to frequent phone replacement and the need for new chargers and cables. But there is hope on the horizon. The European Commission had mandated that by 2024, all phones and small electronic devices sold in Europe must have a universal USB-C charging port, reducing the number of chargers models from 30 to just 3. However, many of us already have a collection of old devices, chargers, and cables that are often forgotten or discarded, contributing to over 51,000 tons of electronic waste each year. So, what should we do with all this obsolete equipment? One thing is for sure, we should not simply throw it in the regular recycling bin.
Thank you, Dr. G. As we have learned, proper e-waste disposal is crucial. In our upcoming episode, which will still be on e-waste, we will share practical tips for managing and finding solutions for our outdated electronic equipment. Ensure you catch our next episode on Tuesday, January 16, 2024, and kindly subscribe and share our podcast, Gigi Forever 29 Train, with your loved ones. Thank you for all your support. In the meantime, stay vibrant, joyful, and healthy. We wish you all a wonderful and prosperous New Year. See you soon. A bientôt. Hasta luego.